All right, everybody, welcome back to the Good Old Hockey Podcast. This is episode number 29. We are here in the middle of playoffs. We've been ripping some pods the last, 7 days. We've done 3 episodes now. Pretty impressive. Damn. A lot of hockey talk. A lot of talk to be made about hockey, how busy it is. But, yeah, we just finished up all the game ones. So as the time of we're recording, we haven't seen the West Coast game ones that are happening tonight on Monday, but tomorrow you guys will have seen them. But this weekend we had 6 games on the slate.
We had 6 games, 2 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday.
Yes. So very busy day yesterday for us, especially.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get into that, how was your weekend? I know it was a lot of moving,
Yeah, man. I mean, my weekend was, it was good. It ended really well. Saturday I moved for literally 14 hours straight.
Oh my God.
It was brutal moving stuff in a U-Haul, unloading. Basically loaded my whole house up in my girlfriend's house, unloaded it here, and then went and got shit at Facebook Marketplace and all sorts of things. So, it was hectic on Saturday. No doubt. Yeah. I was really fucking tired.
Just running around.
Unfortunately, didn't get to watch too much puck. I did watch a little bit of that Carolina New York game, so that was good. But Sunday was just sending stuff up around the house, watching a lot of puck too. We obviously hung out and watched the two night games, which were fantastic games, especially the Nashville or especially the Colorado Winnipeg game. I mean, the Nashville Vancouver game was good too.
I thought that was a good game. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was overall a good weekend. I mean, it's fun moving in a new place. I'm really closer to Boise now, so excited about that. And really excited that I don't have to commute basically an hour every day.
For work.
Yeah. How was your weekend, though, man?
It was pretty good. Saturday we do. Oh, I went to the spring game for Boise State football. That was fun.
Hell yeah.
Got some vlog content, too, which will be up on the YouTube shortly once we get through this week. Try to work on it some point this week, but that was a lot of fun. And then we had a friend who just went to Nationals for gymnastics, and we went to our friend Cole's house and pretty much just drank, had fun. It was nice out Saturday, so it was a good day to kind of hang out and relax outside. And then Sunday, a little bit of work to do. We did a live game show thing we had to record on Sunday at this arcade bar, which is in Boise. It's pretty cool. It's called Realms. If you've never been there, shout out. $10 entry, and you get free play to all. It's like a bunch of old arcade games in there. It's a pretty good deal because usually, spend $1 at each game, it can get expensive. But if you're spending $10 for just a cover fee and you get free play on all arcade games, that's a pretty solid deal to me.
Do they have drinks there too?
Yep, drinks, food, everything.
That's fire.
It's food over
too. Nice. What type of food do they have?
Normal bar food, hot dogs, nice. Little slice of pizza. It's like an arcade kind of feel, I guess you could say, but it's got, I didn't try any of the food, but they have beer, all that stuff.
True.
Pretty cool place. But
that's sick.
Then we watched some hockey, and we're going to get into that and what we watched.
Yeah.
The first game, Islanders and Carolina on Saturday. Did you get to watch that game? I didn't really get to watch that game.
Yeah, a little bit. Carolina looked solid. I don't know. I haven't followed Carolina too much this year. Them getting Kuznetsov and Jake Guentzel, they looked really good out there, especially Kuznetsov. Freddie Anderson looked lights out too. I mean, which playing against the Islanders doesn't say too much necessarily. They're not the strongest offensive team. Low scoring game, which was a little tough, but playoff hockey still. But it was solid to watch. It was first game of the playoffs, so that was hype. And no doubt. I thought Carolina looks good. I feel like they gotta take this probably within 5 games. They might even sweep the Islanders too.
Okay.
Did you watch any of that game though?
No, I was at the spring game at that point. I had it on my phone for a bit, but it was just hard to see in the sun. But I hope it is. I hope Carolina does well. they're a good team. They've always just run into this. I feel like this just Eastern Conference Finals, they can never get over the hump. And as a Sharks fan, I feel for them deeply because they are a good team. And I mean, they even have birds, I guess you could say, but yeah, they're a good team. And you know, I don't know that the Islanders, good job, they made it to the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to make it past this round.
I would be very surprised. I mean, prove me wrong, New York Islanders and Patrick Waugh, but I would be shocked if they go past Carolina. That would be an upset and a half, especially how that first game went. I mean, yeah, just total dominance. But yeah. I know I touched on this already. Like Evgeny Kuznetsov, I know he was bouncing around AHL waivers this year. The fact that Carolina picked him up is such a solid pickup. One, because they were already in a pretty good playoff spot when they did pick him up. Not only that, I mean, that additional Gensel, which I mentioned, but I mean, Kuznetsov, that first game, one goal, one assist. I was looking into more of his like playoff stats. He is solid in the playoffs, 69 points in 88 games, which that's very solid. And to be fair, I mean, he was with the Capitals, was Ovechkin's line mate for a lot of that time. So you're going to rack up those points. But I mean, for him to have that sort of adversity throughout the year and come into the playoffs and perform that well, at least game one,
impressive.
You know, I give him that first star for the game. It was pretty damn impressive to see him flying out there. So, I was stoked to watch Carolina. I don't know if it's going to be the best series, but I think whoever Carolina plays next second round is going to be really good.
Yeah, because they're probably they would play the Rangers, assuming the Rangers win against the Caps. But I feel like that'll be both those two matchups almost seem like they're playing some weak teams. But when they have to play each other, that's when it's going to be tough, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, and the next one, I actually have it on in the background right now, Boston and Toronto, game two as of right now. But game one, Boston took that 5-1. Part of me, I know that I claim that the Maple Leafs were going to win the series. I'm going to stick to that because Boston keeps doing this shit where they're switching out their goalies for Swayman and Ullmark. And I know it's worked in the regular season, but
I know.
It's strange. I don't know.
Playoffs, what's the score right now for game two, too?
Boston's up 2-1, so it's still a close game.
Second period, blowout. Guessing?
Yeah, just started second period. Nice. I'll update you if there's any goals.
Nice.
And you guys listening will maybe get some live reactions out of us if it's a cool goal. But the money line, I mean, we bet that. I kind of figured Montana, I was looking at your hat. Boston, I figured Boston would come prepared. It's game one in the Garden, and I kind of figured they were going to win that. Interesting thing though, no Nylander for game one and game two this week or tonight, so I don't know what's going on with him. I've heard some reports of injuries. I've heard reports of other mishaps he's been doing out on the town, but he was at morning skate this morning. Saw him in a dressed up on the ice, but not playing in the game today. So I have a feeling it's got to be some sort of injury they don't want to announce because, you know, that could bite them in the ass if, you know, Boston takes advantage of that or whatever. But he's a crucial piece for this Leafs team, and I don't know. Like, if he's not playing for them, depends what game he comes back. But if he's out for the whole series, I might have to switch my pick.
Yeah, no, he's a big part of their team.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight. I think if they can split the series 1-1, they're in a really good position.
Yeah, they are.
But if they go down 0-2, oof, that's tough. But
yeah,
that could be another first-round exit for Toronto, which I'm rooting for Toronto, too. I have Toronto in my bracket, and I feel like they've had such a good team this year, but so has Boston. So,
yeah.
I mean, this series is also kind of a toss-up always. I feel like Boston-Toronto is always going to be a toss-up, but Boston has Toronto's number the past freaking two decades.
Well, in this season series, I guess Swayman was the one that was mainly playing. I want to say he played, again, don't quote me, anyone in the YouTube comments, if I'm wrong on this, but I believe Swayman has played a majority of the Toronto games that they've played them in the regular season. And he played lights out last two nights ago. I mean, he had 36 saves against, only let in one goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, he played good, and Omark's in net right now. So we'll see how he finishes out the night. But I don't know if they can keep doing this back and forth, you know, switching of goaltenders.
I know Swayman looks like really good on Saturday. I mean, 36 saves against the second highest scoring team in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's legit, especially when you got the highest scorer. You're playing against the highest scorer in the past freaking since the 90s.
Yeah.
Austin Matthews, which is pretty crazy. But the one thing I was really bummed about game one, I know we both were hitting the line on social media about this pick. Austin Matthews anytime goal. If he goes two goals or two games without a goal, you smash that next game anytime goal. And he unfortunately did not deliver for us. So
the one time I think we jinxed it.
Yeah, that was a bad beat.
Yeah, we couldn't say it publicly. The minute we said it publicly, immediately he just fails. So
we were right on the money line though. We did say Boston money line, which is good. So we went one for one for that game. But holy shit. I mean, I didn't watch too much of this game, but Jake DeBrusk, 3 points. I mean, I feel like he's not talked about too much in Boston, but I mean, somewhat in Boston, but at least in the league wide, he's not talked about widely. But holy shit. I mean, for him to come in, get 3 points, that's solid, especially two goals in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree.
I'm excited for this series, though. I mean, especially if Toronto wins this next game tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good series.
I agree. I think this one will be out of the East, probably one of the better ones. And I think number two is this next game game we're going to talk about is Tampa Bay and Florida. Tampa Bay, Florida won that game 3-2. But that was a close game. I watched the end of that game because it was in the morning and I was getting ready for work. And then while I was getting stuff ready, I had it on the TV at work. And honestly, that game was fun to watch. I think this is going to be a fun series to watch. You know, Florida they had a great effort with everyone. I mean, everyone had a solid show out. The players that they needed to play had a great, showing of what they're doing. Oh, that was weird phrasing. But, that game as a whole, I thought was really fun. The ending, honestly, Bobrovsky looked like he was in playoff form, which is good to see out of him. That's what the Panthers need to win is, you know, good goaltending out of Bobrovsky because he saves their ass a lot of the times. And, you know, with any deep cup run, you need a good goalie. And, you know, I saw some flashes of Bobrovsky with that lights out goaltending. So we'll see if that sticks. I mean, Tampa, they didn't look like they were totally on it. But I will say the last 5 minutes, once they pulled the goalie, they looked kind of dangerous with the man advantage.
No Kucherov, kidding. They looked like a different team when they pulled the goalie.
Yeah.
I know Kucherov was kind of silent the whole game. I mean, I know he got that assist, that last goal. But yeah,
there was also like 9 seconds left. They were up. Panthers were up 2 at that point. So it was like they weren't, you know, not that they weren't trying, but that Bobrovsky made a great save against Stamkos, where if he had scored that, it would have changed the game a bit. But, you know, I think overall, we'll see. Like, again, game one is so hard to judge. I know, what was that stat we heard last night? Like
it's like 68% of teams that win game one win the series. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you win game one, that definitely tells a lot that you got an advantage to win the series, but you can't let your guard down, no doubt. But I feel like this Florida-Tampa series is going to go back and forth. I could see Tampa maybe taking this next game just because it looked like they were a different team. I think they're probably going to have to adjust their systems a little bit for this next game.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida and Tampa always play each other in the playoffs. They know each other's teams. Mm-hmm. They're in the same division. Yep. So I think this next game is going to be pretty crucial for Tampa. but it's Tampa. It's the battle of Florida. I think it's going to be a hell of a series. I still think Tampa would have a chance, even if they lost this game too.
Yeah, even if they go down two games. Yeah, like you said, I feel like they you can't count them out, and it's not like the Panthers can't close out. But against that team, like, that's a pretty storied rivalry, just battle of Florida.
Yeah, man, Florida was just looking all around so good. Like, they just, it looked like they had such a good team, like, complete team game all around. Their goaltending was there. They were shutting down Tampa, too. And, I mean, Bobrovsky was standing on his head. So, yeah, that first game was good. I'm stoked for game two tomorrow or tonight, however you want to phrase it.
Yeah, or if you're going to phrase it when we're watching this, yeah.
Yeah, super, super stoked for this series. I can see it going pretty long, too.
Yeah, I can see it going seven games, easy. Oh, Boston almost. Oh, no. Almost scored. Next game was Washington and the Rangers. We won't talk about this a whole lot. I don't know. It's tough to call a sweep, but if there's any team out of this, you know, bracket you could see sweeping, it's the Rangers against the Capitals.
Yeah.
They look so dominant. I didn't watch a whole lot of the game. I saw Matt Rempe's goal, which is awesome. Good for him. A lot of people were saying that he's not ready for the playoffs. And I mean, you could say that the goal he had was kind of just being in the right place at the right time, but the first step, you know, was being in the right place. So I don't know.
Dude, especially with, I mean, he only had 8 minutes time on ice during that game, and to have 8 minutes and score a goal, I mean, props to him. I don't care what type of player you are. I mean, if you're in the right place, right time, and you're only getting that those sort of numbers a night, good on him. I mean, first playoff game or playoff goal for him, so that's pretty sweet. But yeah, the Rangers looked solid. They dominated the Caps all game, and I could see this one most likely going the direction of a sweep. But don't want to speak too soon. We'll see how this game shapes out. This could be like one of those series where it's like everyone thinks Rangers got it in a bag, then the Caps win 5-1 the next game two.
No, exactly. It's too hard to tell. I would be shocked. Yeah, I would be shocked too. Like, if the Capitals came back, it's not like they're, I don't know, everyone brings up the Florida thing last year of them coming back, but I honestly think Florida missed the playoff for a bad reason. But the Capitals just are not the same as the Panthers last year. But who knows? So the NHL, anything could happen. So we're not going to write them off, but I have a feeling I think the Rangers are going to close it out in five. What about you?
Yeah, I don't even know if I can see the Capitals taking a game. Say they close it. I'm going to say they close it out in four.
Did I say Rangers closing out in five?
Yeah.
Or did I say Capitals? Okay.
You said Rangers.
Okay. I don't remember. I just didn't want anyone to shit on me. But
I'm four, you're five, so we'll see who
gets that. I'm going to give one to the Caps at home. We both
might get it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it one to the Caps at home. They're maybe game four. Little gentleman sweep, let them have a bone, but we'll see. But the next game, I know this was probably the best game one this series for sure, or this playoffs for sure. One of the most high scoring game ones, or really playoff games I've ever really seen. Colorado and Winnipeg. I mean, first period 3-3, already fireworks. Second period is when I started watching. And second period was a little slow, but even that third period was, I mean, what? I guess they had a goal late second period. Winnipeg did. But yeah, I mean, Cale Makar and Mark Scheifele with 3 points each, which, you know, in a six goal game, you better have something. But I mean, there was a lot of offense, not a whole lot of goaltending. I mean, Connor Hellebuyck had 40 saves. I'd maybe say more towards Georgiev. He kind of looked a little bit like Swiss cheese in a sense.
Like a 6.96 save percentage is not too good. And I know I got called out for saying Georgiev is a good goalie, which I think I still stand by that. I think he's just kind of having an off year. Maybe he's not. Maybe I'm totally wrong about that. But I feel like he is a good goalie. He showed very good appearances when he was with the Rangers. He's just got to figure things out a little bit. Maybe this is the series he dials it in. But yeah, man, holy shit, 13 goals for one game. That's crazy. I mean, I feel like some of these series, like, you don't get 13 goals in three games. But yeah, with Colorado and Winnipeg, I think this was the best game one of the weekend, best game of the weekend so far. The fact that it was 3-3 in the first intermission, I mean, first one period with six goals is that's kick-ass, man.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I was at that. Speaking of, I wish I was at that game.
Yeah.
That atmosphere in Winnipeg is electric. I mean, I feel like I could hear the crowd through the TV. I mean, that whiteout, it reminds me of what they do in Calgary when they see red. I know they do whiteouts a lot around the league a lot, but I know Winnipeg is specifically known for that. But yeah, man, that was such a sick atmosphere. I really wish I was there. Even outside of the stadium, it looked sick. They're got pinned into that shot a lot. So that's what it's like the first round. Damn, if this team can go far this playoffs, Winnipeg is going to have – Winnipeg, the city, is going to be fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. So. No, they that place is going to go crazy if, you know, they can make a deep run. And yeah, like you said, I mean, just those atmospheres in general, and I, you know, Winnipeg definitely up there. But all these games, like, no matter what, playoff hockey is just different. It's so energetic there. The crowd is so much more into it. You know, regular season, not that it's tough, but obviously it means more in the playoffs. Each win means something. If you take a loss in the regular season and you're a team like Boston, it's like, ah, man, they lost. But like, everything counts. And I know that goes for any sport. You know, football, I feel like football is a little bit different because a lot of those losses do matter in the regular season. You know, you don't want to accumulate too many. And obviously, same with hockey, but one loss here and there isn't going to affect you. But in the playoffs, like, it's just so much deeper, and each goal is just insane. And yeah, the atmosphere in Winnipeg looks awesome. I honestly would like, I mean, I'd like to be in the arena, but honestly, I'd like to experience like a plaza game like that, where you're outside the arena with almost more fans than it seems like there are inside. But everyone there, you know, is a diehard if they're standing outside.
And no sweat to American teams, but I feel like the plaza games and people coming out or on the street, like, that's such a big thing in Canada. Because a lot of these Canadian cities, the only team they have professionally is, I mean, besides Toronto. I mean, the only professional team they have is the NHL. I mean, at least besides like MLS, some teams have MLS teams, which I don't think people go too hard.
No offense to soccer, but no one gives a shit.
But come on. Okay. I love soccer, football. But Canadian cities, I just feel like go so hard.
No, they do care. Honestly, I give shit to soccer, but soccer fans get rowdy as like,
dude,
their chants and stuff. I just like to make fun of soccer, but they definitely, MLS obviously soccer. It's the biggest, MLS soccer more in specific, like European soccer, huge kudos to, but regardless, well, it's not a soccer pod, but Colorado Winnipeg, honestly, great game one.
I'm stoked for this series.
Yeah, I am too. And you know what? If every game is like that, I'm not going to be upset. You know, I like a good defensive game sometimes, watching good defense, but you know, you want to watch the goals.
I love the high scoring games, man, especially with like Hellebuck. I mean, a goalie like Hellebuck, who has already won one trophy, I would probably say he's a favorite for Vezina right now. Yeah. We haven't talked too much about the Vezina trophy, but yeah, I feel like Hellebuck letting in six goals, that's crazy, man. I mean, he did have a good game. 40 saves is excellent.
Yeah.
The fact that Colorado had 47 shots is like, damn, too. And regulation, like, damn. But the one thing that, I mean, last thing we'll bring up about this game, one thing that frustrates me a little bit is sometimes the NHL's review system for goals, whether that's goaltender interference, offsides. What kind of makes me angry is when they have angles that the viewers don't, because I'm not saying that goal wasn't in last night, but it was pretty damn close. And maybe if it was a team like the Calgary Flames, they'd probably say no goal. Just something in my heart would say that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, sometimes the review process from Toronto really, really pisses me off. And then one of the announcers says, oh, there's an angle they have that we don't, you know?
Yeah. It's like, why can't we see that angle? And like, what does that do? Like, seriously, what does that do that we can't see it? I don't understand. Is it an integrity thing? Like, there's nothing they can't disclose unless that announcer is full of shit and we do see all the angles. But I don't know. I thought that goal was so damn close. And also ESPN didn't do a good job of like showing the actual replay that we should have seen. Like, we can talk about this. Like,
yeah. ESPN. Yeah. Get it together with the replays. I don't know if you guys are like non-violence or something, but like there's like a brawl, a scrum, a fight, players shoving, big hits, and they'll cut to commercial. They won't show any sort of replay, which, like, to be fair, like, I've seen this on a lot of networks. It's just sometimes it's like commercials need to be ran.
Yeah.
Or maybe the person wasn't paying attention. But this happened too much where I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, this is what fans love about playoff hockey is the rough and tough hockey, players getting into it. It's competitiveness. It's what makes Stanley Cup playoffs better than any other playoff sport, like sport playoffs and like the world. I mean, honestly, and for whatever ESPN's rhetoric or their direction they want to take, I really hope they're not trying to make hockey out as like non-violent or at least not show those sort of things, because that's what makes playoffs playoffs, baby.
Yeah, I sure hope not. That would be the end of Gary Bettman for me if you know he would allow that to happen. But yeah, there was a lot. I don't know. I mean, again, we're not any live production people, but they could have just sent it too early and it was too late kind of thing.
Yeah.
To where, you know, they couldn't really back it up. But at the same time, like, it's playoff hockey. You gotta wait till the whistle is officially blown and give it some time. But yeah,
I mean, even with the replays though. I mean, with some of the replays, it was like it was like huge fight. I'm like wondering what happened for these players to get to this point. I mean, because there's a lot of stuff in hockey that's seen off of the main camera that follows the puck. Yeah. And a few of these like replays, they were focusing in on the goalie or someone that wasn't involved in the scrap. And I'm like, we need to see what happened. Like, we know we have cameras everywhere. Like, we need to, like, don't get me wrong. Maybe it's like ESPN's like still getting into, you know, getting adjusted to filming hockey. And maybe some of the replay people are too. Maybe it was user error, but I just hope, like, I hope this isn't a trend.
Yeah.
Like, I pray it's not a trend, because that's what makes playoff hockey. Hockey. No, that just makes hockey, honestly.
Yeah. It's not even playoffs. It's just hockey in general. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Well, yeah, even in that Nashville-Vancouver game, which we can talk about, there was just, I don't know what about why they did it or just what their mindset was in playing some of these replays. Were like, to back up a second, that Lowry goal, like, I remember they kept showing it over and over from this like side angle behind the boards instead of the over the top overhead one, which is where you can see it. And
I know,
like, slow it down and zoom it in so we can see if the puck's in. Like, you're showing this horrible angle that's obviously not going to show if the puck went in, this crazy double doink and bounces. Like, just show the overhead cam, please, for the love of God. But
yeah,
that Nashville Vancouver game, I thought it was a little slow in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville had a couple good goals in the beginning. I think it started off
0-0 or 1-0, I think.
First period. 1-0 in the first, because our over didn't hit. Over one and a half.
In my eight leg prop parlay didn't hit.
Duh, I wonder why. Like, how did that not hit? but. I thought, you know, the game in total definitely it hit the over. I had that once the first over failed. It hit, well, I guess, six goals on an empty net, which is awesome. But Nashville, I thought they looked pretty good. And I don't know if it was just also Vancouver maybe looking a little slow. Thatcher Demko made a couple crazy saves, which,
yeah,
not that I was shocked about. I mean, he's a good goalie, but he was making very impressive saves, and I was not expecting that out of him. But again, Vancouver needs that if they want to go deep in these playoffs. They need Thatcher to be doing what he was doing last night. And I don't know. I think Nashville, after watching that, has some sort of a shot. I think, you know, Vancouver obviously scored those two goals quick when it was 2-1 and got the lead 3-2. And, you know, if that, it's just one of those things where it's momentum that happens so quick. And, you know, if someone gets momentum like that, that's what makes a series. So,
No doubt. Something that's interesting to me about just the management from Vancouver is, I guess he did play for them last year, but picking up Dakota Joshua was a huge pickup for them, especially when it just comes to the playoffs. I mean, this year he had 32 points. I think he was a bottom six player, but also Lindholm. I mean, Lindholm scored two. So, I mean, three out of four, I can't name off the top of my head where that fourth goal came from. Maybe it came from someone they picked up in the past 2 years, but three out of four of those goals to come from players that have gotten picked up recently, especially
the other one was Quinn deadline. Hughes.
Right? Yeah, Quinn Hughes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Vancouver looked pretty good though. I mean, they were down, I want to say, or maybe tied for a lot of that game.
No, it was 2-1 all the way up till the third period, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's factual correct, but I'm so paranoid now because you guys are onto us if we're not correct 100%. So give us some slack, please. We're not perfect. We're not, you know, analysts with all the stats right in front of us. We have as much as we can fit on a Google Doc.
Hey, yeah, we still have day jobs too. So yeah, we can't analyze these things all day.
Yeah. Freaking couch warriors coming at us. No, I'm kidding. But we love the comments. It's funny because it's honestly puts it into perspective. You know, we're not professional. Yeah. But
unless it gets into geography, then I get a little angry.
Geography, that pisses me off. Jesus. But overall, solid weekend. And honestly, all home teams 6-0 right now.
Yeah.
After the weekend, we'll see if it continues tonight with the two game ones. If every home team wins, I don't know
what the hell is going on. Yeah, what the hell is going on? If all the home teams sweep the first games, that's gonna be so weird.
Yeah, no, it will.
And we'll see. Very kind of low scoring weekend though, which is up to par with playoff hockey. It's pretty low scoring for the most part. Besides Colorado and Winnipeg, which was 13 goals, which is the outlier. There's always one of those games.
Yeah, there's always one.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Hopefully there's one of those tonight.
I know. I agree. I don't know. This Boston-Toronto one doesn't seem like it. I feel like Edmonton and Kings could be a good over to place. I'm excited for this Stars night game, though. It starts at 2 hours from now. So we'll see. We'll be talking about it next pod when it comes out Saturday. But looking ahead for the week, you know, obviously with these pods, they're going to be a little bit shorter or try to, but just with the nature of the playoffs, it's kind of tough to get everything in. And obviously the playoffs kind of start a little bit later into the week. We had a couple days to talk about, but next episode, we'll have a lot more to talk about. Also, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I don't really want to. This guy fucking irks me. Mark Stone is back for game one. Who could have called it? Me. I called it. I want to get into it, but I really don't because I've spent too much time thinking about this. And all I can say is CBA people just fucking changed the rule to where if you put a player on LTIR, that's fine, but they don't get to play in the playoffs.
They don't make it. Yeah, we got another 2 years of this CBA though. I don't think they can just do it. Maybe they'll do an emergency meeting this summer if Vegas wins.
If Vegas wins, I feel like other teams might. Oh, whoa. Is there a goal being challenged right now? I can't tell if that's a puck or not. I can't see it because ESPN is horrible. Okay. Mark Stone being back, game one. We'll see how he does tonight. We'll talk about it next episode. But we also have a special surprise. Well, kind of a surprise, but Wednesday, tomorrow night, or if you're watching this Wednesday tonight, We're going to be doing a live stream of the games with our other Settled Down member, Zuch. He is the resident Knights fan, the only one. And we're going to be no goal for Toronto.
Damn.
We're going to be watching the Vegas, Dallas, and Los Angeles, Edmonton games, the night games. Not sure on time yet exactly when we're going to get started, but if you follow us on Instagram, then you'll find out and know. But yeah, we'll be doing that Wednesday at my house. We're going to be in the living room, have some beers, watch some games, be betting, throw some money on there. Anyone that's watching or anyone that's going to be there, I want to make sure they have money on the game to make sure that you're into it and not just fucking sitting there. But
live stream Wednesday. Yeah, every $3 I'll shotgun a beer.
Yeah, we'll come up with $3 a shotgun is dangerous, but because someone throws you $18, what is that, three? No.
That's six shotguns.
Yeah, $18 is nothing. Nah, fuck it. We'll do it.
Shit, maybe we'll up it to five. We'll see how much. We'll see how
we'll much do like $5 minimum. Any donation is a shotgun. So if someone sends us $100, that's cool, but only one shotgun comes out of that. But if they send us like 20, man, that's tough. I guess we'll see. We'll play it by ear.
Might we'll be a little hungover on Thursday.
Yeah. Who cares? You know what? It's playoff hockey. We're here for it. We got a lot of games, so you know, we want as much entertainment, and watching hockey with Zuch is a lot of fun because he, especially the Knights, he gets so anxious and like he gets into it. He also throws to, what?
I might have to print off a little Dallas Stars picture.
Yeah.
Keep it on myself.
Yeah. A little jersey. I'm going to wear my Stars jersey that I have from my Madonna jersey. So yeah, tune into that. We also are waiting to see when the draft lottery, that's going to be another live stream, gets announced, whenever that is.
Announce it.
I know. I don't know when.
First freaking round. It's like early first round they do this.
That's what I thought too.
Why are they just like reeling all these fans of teams that are not in the playoffs? Like that's all I'm looking forward to from a Flames perspective. I mean, obviously the draft, I'm excited. Yeah, TJ Ginla, we could maybe pick up. Maybe we could even get the first overall pick, which would be huge for the Flames. But just give us a date or time, please.
Please. Yeah, NHL, give us a time so we know. But we're going to go live for that. Obviously, two suffering fans right here with both of us. We're going to be getting into the draft lottery. To me, is like game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals for me every year. It seems like at least last year with Connor Bedard, and then now that the Sharks actually have the number one odds, we'll see if it happens. If Chicago gets him, I don't want to get into it. We'll see it on the live. But that's for the future. We want to just with the live streams, get consistent, at least with the playoffs, just how fun they are to watch. Get some reactions for you guys as listeners. You know, they're always fun to do and interact with you guys while we're watching. So keep an eye out on that. Watch or follow us on Instagram. Give us a like on the video if you're watching it. If you're on Spotify, give us a follow so you can see all these episodes pop up. Because, like I said, it's busy season. We got another 2 months of this, and then we're going to have not as much stuff to talk about. So you're going to miss us. So be sure to stick around for these next 2 months. And obviously with the off season, we'll still be bringing out content and stuff and be going to the draft. So if you want to see our vlog for that, when we do that,
we'll still be ripping it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we definitely will, but it won't be as exciting as it is right now. So capitalize while the, what's it called? While the iron's hot or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but Washington capitalize. Come on, guys.
Yeah, Washington capitalize on this opportunity for you guys. But that being said, a little shorter episode for you guys today. Not a whole lot of... Oh, wait. Oh, Boston almost scored. Bit shorter episode, but next week we'll have some more stuff to talk about. It'll be coming out Saturday, so be sure to tune in with us. Like and subscribe, all that fun stuff, and we will see you guys on the next one.